Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, Wednesday, hump day, you are halfway home. Today, let's tackle something most of us deal with on a regular basis, and that is anger. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 10, this is what the scriptures tell us. Saul tried to pin him to the wall with his spear, but David eluded him as Saul drove the spear into the wall. That night, David made good his escape. So let's stop for a minute and process anger, or it will control our attitude and inevitably our actions. Anger, you see, is a self-fulfilling prophecy of destruction. As it destroys peace, it destroys quiet and ravishes relationships. Literally, anger is acidic. It is toxic. It eats away at our credibility, our health, and eventually our ability to function successfully in life, especially in life-on-life encounters where we have interpersonal relationships. Anger is our ugly side of emotion. And as it easily embarrasses itself, it also humiliates others for sport. It was a way of it has a way of expressing itself at the most inappropriate times. For example, somebody could have an outburst of anger and it can turn a pleasant family drive to church into one full of fear and intimidation and unbelievable stress. Work environments build walls of distrust due to seething, unresolved anger. Relationships never get beyond the surface because of the fear of anger's rejection. Nobody that I know on this planet wants to be around angry people. The Bible even says in Proverbs 27:4, anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Where does anger come from? I mean, there are probably a lot of sources for anger, but one of them is the result of not being loved and or not loving, not being valued and or conveying value. When a heart is perpetually unloved, unvalued, it has a void that is first influenced by and then filled with anger. Anger, you see, is the negative part of what happens in our life. On the contrary, a heart filled of love has no room for anger. Love melts anger the way sun melts a milk chocolate bar at the beach. Cold anger is no match for the warm flames of love. Love responds with understanding instead of seeking to argue or to try to defend itself. Love learns to forgive instead of storing up resentment in somebody else who has been just overwhelmingly deeply disappointed. Love moves on instead of seething in the stew of what should have happened. Love matures over mistakes made, and anger, though, whines in immaturity. You know, when you look at anger, I believe it incubates in a hurting heart. A heart raw with emotion is a candidate for anger to take over. Suffering might be hurting your heart and you can't take it anymore. Your heart is crushed and maybe it's wrung out by pain, but you're extremely vulnerable to the influence of anger. So let the compassion of Jesus heal your heart. You see, invite the Lord to love you, to value you. By the way, He does already. You just need to receive that. And then process your pain in prayer. You see, when we listen intently to the Lord, for He really does care, He loves us right in the middle of our mess. When we invite the love of Jesus to do surgery on our soul, after the Almighty has loved us, let others love you. Love is this balm. It's a salve for your soul. It's a healing for your soul. As you need the love and prayers of people to help you process your anger, you cannot start without the love of Christ owning your heart to heal your soul. Now listen, you may be the brunt of somebody else's angry outburst, but don't take on their anger at a personal level. See that person as Jesus does, and then extend forgiveness. Anger may be the defense mechanism that somebody else uses to keep you at bay, but kill him or her with kindness instead. Initiate forgiveness 7 times 70 and pray for that person to be loved by God and by you. Anger is an ugly mask. So the best way to deal with anger, whether it's ours or someone who's conveying it to us, is to unveil it with acceptance. Anger's not our excuse to fight or flee, but rather to forgive and accept. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:11, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. So today, take a little look inside your heart. Are you dealing with anger, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's conveying anger to you? Stop for just a minute and realize to respond in anger, to respond in hatred, to respond with that mask, it's never going to help things. It's never going to change. So the only way we can is to look at them through forgiveness and hope. I trust you'll do that today. I look forward to seeing you again back here tomorrow. And be sure you share these weekday podcasts in your social media circles. God bless you. Bye now.